Welcome back to the program, 6:39. And on this segment, as we promised, we have put our collective brain together, and we are going to make an attempt to make your life better by opening up the listener email bag.
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed. We've got email from you.
Answer your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
All right, don't forget that theme song, along with all the great hits by Tom King and the Progressives, on our Christmas CD that we'll be releasing, in weeks. All right, first letter.
It could go straight to the discount bin.
Exactly. All right, our first letter comes to us from Hank. Hank is 32 years old, and he says, "Gentlemen, my girlfriend is Jewish, and she's coming home with me this weekend in order to spend some time, Christmas time, with my family. My parents wanted to know whether or not they should get her a Christmas gift since she does not celebrate the holiday. I actually don't know what the etiquette is here because this is our first holiday season together. Should my family get her a Christmas gift?" Hank.
Of course, she should just sit around and look vacant while everyone opens up their gifts.
I think that's incredible. That's exactly right. They should, every time they open up something really nice, they just look at her and go, "How you doing, hon? Everything okay? Can we get you some more hot chocolate, a cookie?"
Of course, you get little something.
Of course. And make her feel included. Now, unless they hate her, I mean, unless they just, like, they can't stand her, then get her a lump of coal, but get her something. Yeah, I don't think that's a... I think this is an easy one. I think this is a home run. Hank, make sure your family gets her something. A little something-something. I don't know. Maybe not a gift certificate to Honey Baked Ham. Maybe not.
Well, now, wait a minute, though.
Huh?
If she's a serious practicing Jew,
right?
I don't think she'd be dating a guy who's celebrating Christmas. I think she probably has a certain casualness about her religion.
Doesn't say if he's a doctor or not. Send your cards and letters, too.
In my old neighborhood on Ocean Parkway in Brooklyn, that would have been very funny.
Funny here. I just don't know how many people are going to actually get it. All right. So anyway, Hank, yeah, make sure your family gets her a gift. That's an easy one. That's a no-brainer. Jared sends us another letter. Jared's 23 years old, and he says, "Gentlemen, my friend is really into the Game of Thrones TV show. I've lent him books to read because they're even better." Well, good for you. I knew somebody the other I was talking to him over, a few weeks ago, and their children were coming of age where they wanted to watch the Harry Potter movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, "Can I watch?" And they said, "You can watch the movie after you read the book."
I think that's
brilliant.
Great. That's
absolutely
just where you want to be.
Yep. Exactly. All right, so I was over at his place the other day, and when I used his bathroom, I saw the book right there on top of the toilet.
So that's where he's doing his reading.
He's using it as his bathroom literature, and I'm sure, well, okay, he goes into a little more detail than I want to go into, but you understand what happens there, and it may infect the pages of the book is what he's concerned about.
We did a news story
once.
When you flush,
mm-hmm.
the spray
mm-hmm.
from the flush, microscopic
mm-hmm.
things that you can't see go mm-hmm. everywhere in your bathroom.
So ask yourself right now, how far away is your toothbrush from your toilet?
And the correct answer is not far enough away.
It could be in the next room and it's still going to happen.
But the simple answer here, look, the Game
Jared
of
asked,
Thrones books are not expensive.
Okay.
Go buy yourself another one.
Yeah. Jared asks, "Should I get him to buy me a new book?" No, Jared.
Oh, come on.
No. You gave it to him to read. Just say, "You know what, bro? Keep it. Take the high road here, Jared. Be a man."
The replacement
the
book is
road.
What? Under $20?
Probably.
I'm not messing with a friendship that I value for under $20.
That's the thing that you need to look at. You need to ask yourself, is a $20 bill worth more or less than a book covered in your friend's poop? I'm going to say it's worth less. You know, I'm saying it's worth buying a new book. All right. Sid says he's a brand new listener. He says, gentlemen, love the show. My coworker is getting married next year, and we talked about it at lunch the other day. He said that he and his fiance are having a tough time narrowing down the list of people to invite. So I told him he didn't have to invite me if he didn't want to. I was trying to be helpful because I know choosing who to invite and who not to is a pain, but he looked offended when I said it.
Mm-hmm.
We've known each other for 8 years. Was it rude for me to volunteer not to go to my coworker's wedding? No, said, I think that was a fine thing to do. I mean, we're talking about two dudes talking to each other, right? I mean, this is not, well, you just, I can understand women getting bent out of shape about this, but guys, it's like, what's the big deal?
You know what the problem is for younger couples that are getting married? And Sid was in his 20s.
Yeah.
Your parents will try and commandeer the guest list. Well, you have to have your great uncle so-and-so, and by the way, he's on his second wife, and she has to come too. And
yeah, that's a very good point.
So if you say, but gee, we only are getting 20 couples for each side or whatever, if your family has a list of 8 or 9 must-goes, then
you know,
you're crowding
right.
out friends in the name of family members that are important to your mom and dad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
very tough.
That was a situation with my first, is it was an event, okay? It was the family I married into was fairly well off, fairly society-driven.
Mm-hmm.
Not fairly. I mean, they're flat-out society-driven. And so the guest list was an issue, was a big issue. And I'll be honest with you, I stayed the heck out of it. I said, look, here's a list of my family. Here's a list of my friends. They will be on the list. This is non-negotiable. But it wasn't like 50 or 100 people. It was, you know, a couple dozen people. And the rest, I stayed away from it. I completely stayed away from it.
For a brief moment during my marriage and during the wedding.
Sorry, I just...
my mom and dad went through their must-haves.
Sure.
And I told them, well, great, you'll be paying for them.
Oh, I don't think that that's a problem.
I mean, me and my bride, when we got married, paid for the wedding ourselves, and we were on a very tight budget then. And if someone else said, well, here's a list of 10 other people that have to be there, I said, well, great, I'll tell you what the per-person cost is. You can pony up for it.
Exactly. I don't think that's bad at all. I don't think that's a problem. There it is. I think we've done a fantastic job on this day, the last Friday before Christmas.
Peace and happiness for the holidays because of this segment on the program.
You know, if we were allowed to just answer all the world's problems, world peace would break out. I'm convinced of it.
Hey, guys. Ever get caught under the mistletoe with a dude?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Look where we are under the,
Yeah, I'm gonna hit the buffet.
Yeah. We'll see you later.
Awkward, but no more. Introducing Missile Bro. Instead of holly, it's a hanging burlap sack that's been rubbed with guy stuff, like Old Spice, cigars, motor oil, and footballs.
I like it right here.
Yeah, it smells like my dad.
It does smell like your dad.
So now, when you're caught under the Missile Bro, just bro out, bro.
Hey, bro.
Dude, sports.
Yeah, sports.
Hey, check out that chick's holiday rack.
Nice.
How about a kiss?
What?
Missile Bro. Totally not latently homoerotic.
Seriously, what'd you say?
Nothing, dude. Just chill.
Missile Bro. It's like truck nuts, but for Christmas.